Okay, we left off last time on Daf Yutesimid days, where the Mishnah, where the Gemara is discussing the situation in the Mishnah, where we have a Tarnagolim Mu'adim Lahalach Kedarkan Ula Shaber Haya Dliyo Kashi Veraglav Ohaya Mahades Meshaber Sakelim Meshalim Chatzi Nezek. What exactly is the situation where in the Mishnah we would have a case of Chatzi Nezek with a Dliyo, which is tied to the leg of a Tarnagol? And the Gemara says it's a case of Adye Aduye. We saw Machokas Rashi and the Ravid. Does that mean that we're dealing with that which is being thrown by the Tarnagol, that we're dealing with the world of Tzoros, and that's the source of Chatzi Nezek, or that which is being dragged, and that because it's Mishuna for a Tarnagol to walk around, this is not exactly a case of a wagon attached to a donkey, you know, it's and therefore, because it's Mishuna, that's the source of Chatzi Nezek. That's what's in the Gemara. The Rishonim speak about what happened in the case of the Mishnah, in the case of Adi Aduye, if we're going to introduce another person. We're going to introduce a kosher, someone who's going to tie the dliel to the leg of the tarnagol. And we saw that, according to Rashi, that individual is history. It's true that had something, in other words, had the dli been placed anywhere, then we would have an issue of bor. But we're dealing with adi aduye to get around the problem of bor. The Mishnah speaks about chatzi nezik. Bor would be nezik shalek. Once we have adi aduye, so the person who tied it on is pater according to Rashi, because kvar batal maiserishon hakosher pater shelo niskal adam beboro. And therefore, where it's irrelevant. That's why the Gemara doesn't talk about it. Mashen Kain Tosus pointed out, no, it's very relevant. The Rashi is correct that we have over here no boar, but we have an esh, that we can view the tarnagol as a koach acher mu'urav bo, to get the dril from the place where the person tied it, like hiniach avno v'sakino u'masala rosh agag, that the tarnagol would be the ruach mitsuya that put this into action, and then we would have to split the damages between the Baal HaTarnagol, who's responsible for his tarnagol, and the individual who tied it, who's responsible for mitzad esh. Okay, that's Tosas pointed. Then we pointed out the Yitachen, theoretically, that there should be also a third Rishon that would base himself on Tosfos on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. The Tosfos Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis points out that HaMa'amid Behemas Chavero Al Kamas Chavero, where we're going to have a Chiyuv of Shein, we're going to view the Ma'amid as being responsible for the Nezek Shalem of the Shein. And so perhaps over here, if we're going to have a kosher, that kosher would be responsible for the regel, for the tsroros of the tarnagol. Before we uncover who that rishon may or may not be, just to understand the framework, that generally when we deal with avos nezikin, it's Keren, Shein, Regel, Bor, and Esh, we can divide them into two categories as to what is the Mechayev. That when we're dealing with Keren, Shein, and Regel, generally the Mechayev is Bailus, is ownership. Because I own this animal, this is Mamoni, I own this animal, which is doing the damage, so I am responsible for the damage of the animal that I own. However, in the world of Esh and Bor, what over here l'chora is the mechayev? Masa,
meaning
in other words, why is an individual chayev for an act that is being done for an act of nezek that he doesn't own? He doesn't own the boar. He doesn't necessarily own the esh.
Shia.
Shia, in what aspect? What did he do? In other words, how do we view his relationship to the Mazik? He doesn't own the Mazik, but he created the Mazik, right? In other words, we have two Mechayevim in terms of Mamon HaMazik. We have a Mechayev of Bailus, and we have a Mechayev of creation, of Yetziras HaMazik. That's what Tosos, if you go back to Daf Gimel in the days, right, when the Gemara is going through the Mishnah, and the Mishnah speaks about Mamoncha Ushmiras HaNalecha, so Tosos says, Mamoncha, the second Tosos on Daf Gimel in the days, Lav Dafka Gabi Bor, the Lav Mamonahu. V'chein gabei esh, pshita im hitli gedisho shel chavero be'esh shel acher, de chayev. Okay, so we have these two mechayevim. What Tosas on Daf Nunvav and Medeis points out is that we can have a mechayev of Yitzira Samazik also in the world of Shein and Regel. In other words, that we move over, you know, where it's, we're viewing it like esh and bor, where you're chayev not because you own the animal that is doing the eating, but because you created the nezek by being ma'amid him. And that could be shayach over here as well. Now, it's not to say, like Rashi, that the kosher is history, and not to say, like Tosfos, that the kosher is a partner, but rather to say that the kosher created the mazik. In other words, to take Tosfos' concept, but in other words, not to have it as Eish, but to say, no, this is Tsraros. But the Tsraros were created by the person who tied the drill to the Hedlega of Tarnagolos, yes?
Why doesn't that extend to Adam HaMazik? The Gemara says later on in the Sefer that Ma'asal Atmo, Mono Chavero, is Chayiv. But shouldn't that be the same thing? Like if somebody put someone in danger, they had to save themselves by knocking over someone else's bookshelf, then wouldn't the same svara apply?
To say that therefore the one again that the rodef is chayev,
right? But that's clearly where it does not say that.
That's more circumstantial. I mean, in other words. You know, it's, you're assuming that the only way. You know, it's. I don't know necessarily. You know, the fact that a person can save himself in a certain manner, does that mean that the person who put him in danger created that manner?
I guess, but he created that.
He created the circumstances that brought about. You know, that's a grama. So we have a grama. So he's chayav b'dinei shamayim in a chinami. But I wouldn't go beyond the grama. In other words, you're correct. There is a cause and effect relationship, but it's not as clear as Hamamid Behema al Kamas Chavero, or according to this theory, who had in the kosher. So I sort of hinted to you last week, that's on Sunday, in a very crass manner, which Rishon I was referring to. I'm not sure it's that Risha. In other words, when we look at the Rambam, which I thought is that if you in Halacha Yud and Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam, when he speaks about the Tashlumin, he relates totally to the kosher. In other words, he deals totally with the kosher. What is the mechayev? In other words, he doesn't bring in the Baal HaTarnagol at all. What is the mechayev? Right? In other words, Tarnagolim mu'adim lahalach kadarkan ulashaber haya achut aretzua kosher beragleim nistabech kli ba'oso achut v'nisgalgel. We'll talk about the Rambam later. V'nishbar chayev chatzin nesmed ramurim b'shikashro adam. Aval emiksha araglehem e'elav bal hatarnagol in patur, v'imhayu lachut ba'alim v'lo hachut hefker bal hachut chayev, chatzi nezeku gebor mezgagil, itzniya bal hachut et hachut tarnagolim dorsu alav otziyuhu, v'shav rubo af bal hachut patur, etc. In other words, again, we're going to have to go through the Rambam line by line, but what's clearly missing in the Rambam is any chiyuv on the bal hatarnagol. The Rambam is talking all the time about the kosher. However, because the Rambam is so unclear, I'd rather look for another Rishon. Did anyone come across another Rishon that I had sent you to in the Marmar Komos? Hmm? The Rush? Well, there weren't too many Rishonim that sent you to the Mer Makamos. Let's look together at the Rush, okay? Let's read together in the Rush. The Rush, you know, but where it's Sif Beis is very, very long. The last section of Sif Beis begins with Matnis and Hayadvil Kashya Beraglo. Umuki lo b'gemara b'nikshar me'elav, right, that there is no other party other than the Baal HaTarnagol, uba'ad yaduye, and then we have Tzoros. Ubedril shel hefker, o dril shel bar HaTarnagol v'atzne'e, di'i lo atzne'e, af agavda ad yaduye, mishalem nezek shalem. In other words, that if we have a situation where the Baal HaTarnagol is responsible for this dliel being on the leg of his tarnagol, and then the tarnagol kicks it, so then the Baal HaTarnagol would pay, in that case, nezek shalem. And here we have two girsos. We'll read it according to the way we have it written in front of us. The hatzroros mishalem chatzi nezek, hainu kishi itiza davar hefker. Aval im hitiza mamon habaylim, mishalem nezek shalem ditzroros urchevu, Vahave ka'avno sakinu maso sheinichan b'rosh gago v'naflu b'ruach metzuya v'hiziku. That if we have a situation where the Baal HaTarnagol is the one who is responsible for this dlil being on the leg of his animal, because he didn't watch it, then we say that in that case, the Baal HaTarnagol would be chayev not nezek, not chatzi nezek, but nezek shalem. Why would he be chayev nezek shalem? So according to the girsa we just read, that even though generally tzroros is chatzi nezek, el chamash mi Sinai, but if we have tzroros urche, it becomes nezek shalem. Whose shita is this, that tzroros urche becomes nezek shalem? Rabbeinu Chananel. In other words, that the Rush over here is adopting Rabbeinu Chananel, and he's giving us a new case. What was the case that we had of Tzoros Urche?
In a place where it was inevitable.
A place where it would be impossible that it shouldn't be kicked. Right? In other words, that then, in that case, Boi Rababar Bamamel, if the animal's walking in a place where E'efshar Shelo Yatiz, that then we had a Safek, maybe that's Tzoros Urche, and you would have Nezek Shalem. This, in other words, when we have a case where the Baal sets up a situation where the Tarnagol is going to get a dril tied to its leg, it's obvious that what's the Tarnagol going to do? It's going to kick it off of its leg. I mean, what would you do if someone tied a balloon to your leg? You would do the best to get rid of the balloon, right? So the Tarnagol over here, this is not a case of mikre. This is a case where we're setting up the Tarnagol for this action, and that's considered to be Tzoros Urche, you pay Nezek Shalem. But what do we see over here? If we would transfer this to the case, if a third party would tie the dlil to the leg of the Tarnagol, according to this girsa, L'chora, he would also have to pay. Only he would have to pay. He's not the owner of the dlil, but what did he do? He created the mazik. He created the mazik. So l'chora, the Rush over here is telling us that whoever creates the mazik is going to be chayev. That's if we have the girsa that we have in front of us. But there's another girsa in the Rush that leaves out the words. And Pilpul brings both girsos. Leaves out the words from the word tsroros until the words urchevu. And you read it, afagav da adi aduyehu meshalem nezek shalem, da have ka'avno sakino maso sheinichan berosh agag v'naflu beruch metsuya v'hiziku. Whose shita is that? That we view the tying of the dril to the leg of the tarnagol as the case of Avno Sakino Maso, Shinichem Brosh Gago, Nafu Mitsuya Viziku. Tosfos. And so the Rush over here, depending as to which girsa you have, either, according to the second girsa, he's simply summarizing Tosfos, and that we have over here Eish, that the Baal, that the person who's tying it would be Eish. So if it's the person, if we're dealing with the same person, he's the Baal HaTarnagol, and he's the one who caused it to be tied, so then clearly we have one Mechayev of Eish. Eish would trump Tzoros. Afagav da Adi Aduye, and theoretically be Tzoros, but Tzoros would only be Chatzi Nezek, and Eish would be Nezek Shalem. So the Rosh says you have Nezek Shalem. But according to the broader Girsa that we have, where Avno Sakino Umaso is simply an example of a Nezek Shalem, and nothing more than that, but the real Mechayev over here is Tzoros, where Mechayev, the individual who created the Tzoros, as being the Mazik. So Yitachin, that in other words, that the Rosh over here is not so much, you know, it's the Rabbeinu Hananel or Tosos, but which Tosos? We have Tosos on Daf Yud Tesim Adbeis, and we have Tosos on Daf Nun Vav Adbeis. So according to the longer Girsa, this is Tosos on Daf Nun Vav Adbeis with Rabbeinu Hananel. In other words, that the one who's Chayiv Tzoros is the one who brought about the fact that it's tied to the leg of the animal. And because he created a situation where the animal certainly is going to kick it off, so then we have the Nezek Shalem. But that's basically working off of Tosfos and Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Or we have the other Girsa that we're working off of Tosfos and Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, and we have over here Eish. So Yitachin, that within the Rosh, we have these two Shitas. So I think that it would be, you know, where it's meaningful to speak about the fact that we can have three shitos rishonim of how do we view the case of the Mishnah, the case of Adi Yaduye, when we have a person tying the dlil to the leg of the animal. Rashi says only the Baal HaTarnagol is chayev, that the Tzoros replaces the boar. Tosus agrees that Tzoros replaced the boar, Tosus on Daf Yud Testament days. But he adds in, we also have Eish, that we have two Bali Hezek. We have the owner of the Tarnago, who will pay a partial amount, and we have the one who ties it, who will pay a partial amount, a quarter and three quarters. That's Tosus on Daf Yud Testament days. And then we have Tosus on Daf Nun Vavame days, which is also one of the Girsos of the Rush, that we're going to put all the onus on the person who ties it, because he created the Tzoros. And for creating a mazik, just like in the world of Bor and Eish, you can be chayev, you can even be chayev for creating a shein and a regel. And then, you know, where the question is it a chatzi nezik or a nezik shalem? That's totally in the machlokas that we've seen between Rabbeinu Hananel and the other Rishonim. Okay? So again, the Rambam will return to. But again, all of this is within the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a case of Adi Aduye. That this dlil caused damage while in motion. What if we have a situation where the dlil caused damage basar denayach, namely it landed somewhere and then someone tripped over it? So here the Gemara says we have two ukimtot. We have two ways of viewing it. One way of viewing it is where this dlil has an owner. And the other way of viewing it is where the dlil is ownerless. And that's Rav Huna. Right? The first way of viewing it is the Gemara, on the, you know, where it's that quoted Rav Huna, but then pointed out, man chayev. In other words, without knowing that, we didn't yet know that Rav Huna spoke ba'alma, in a situation where the dlil didn't have ba'ilim, but we have a situation where the dlil has a baal. And so Gemara says, man chayev. In other words, the question, the baal hadlil or the baal tarnagol? Ilema baal hadlil hechidami. Ida atzne'e onosu, ida lo atzne'e posheyo. Ela chayev baal hatarnagol, maishna kule nezik delo dixiv ki yiftach ishbor velo shorbor, chatzi nezik nami ishbor velo shorbor. So when we have a situation where the dlil has an owner, and we'll ask, what's the din of the Baal HaTarnagol? And again, we're talking about that the Tarnagol, the dlil has an owner, and it was tied to the leg of the animal, and the animal kicked it off, and it was munach, and someone tripped over it. So in terms of the Baal HaTarnagol, what's his status? Certainly Potter, why? ish bor velo shor bor. That they were dealing over here with a mazik of boar, and a boar has to be created by a person, and here the boar was created by a tarnagol. What about the owner of the boar, the baal hadlio? So that depends. Im hitznia, if he had hidden the dlio, and the tarnagol somehow pulled it out, so what's halacha? Pater, onus rachmana patre. And if lo hitznia, then? He's poshe. And what is he chayav? Nezik shalem. Why is he chayav nezik shalem? He left his boar here, and it caused damage over here. This is Bora Miskalgil, right? This we saw already, that the Bora Miskalgil, Baragle Yodah, Baragle Behema, you're Chayev, right? In other words, if you were the original Poshea, and it just moved, so you're Chayev. Okay, so when the owner when the Dliel has an owner, things are very, very clear. But now let's move over to the case of Rav Huna. In the case of Rav Huna, we're dealing with V'chiyitmar de Rav Huna Ba'alma Itmar, that we're dealing with a Dliel Hefker. Okay, if we're dealing with a dril hefker, so then the Gemara says, if nikshar me'elav, then patur. Why patur? In nikshar me'elav?
Who's going to be
chayef? There's no baal hadril, and in terms of the baal hatarnagol, ishbor velo shorbor. Okay. However, when we have the situation of ksharo adam, then chayev. The kosher is chayev. Why is the kosher chayev? And what is he chayev? Kosheru adam chayev. Mishum mai chayev. Amarav huna bar manoach. Mishum boro hamisgalgil baragli adam ragli behema. The kosher is chayev. For what reason?
It's his boar.
Okay, so now the question is, it's his boar, and therefore he's chayev. But we're dealing with a dril of hefker. What turned this dril of hefker into being his boar?
He tied it to the chicken.
How does tying a dril to the chicken make it your boar?
He made it on hefker.
So that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Let's look in Rashi. Rashi points out, very good, Mishum mai me, sorry, ksharo adam chayav hakosher dekanye behagba'a v'yeshlo lahay dril bailin. That the assumption of Rashi is that the moment that he tied it, he must have picked it up in order to tie it, and when he picked it up, he became the baal habor, and therefore he is chayav. What does Tosfos point out? Ksharo adam chayav. Afil lo higbio velo kana'o. There's no need, like Rashi said, lo kamocha pirish Rashi, the kanya bahagba ki shiksharo vieshlo the haidril bailin. Nothing doing. The halacha is kol takala sheinicha birshu sarabim chayav vishumbor afalgav de lozachaba. That there is no need for any zachia over here. And Tosfos brings a raya. What's Tosfos' raya that you're chayev on a boar even if you don't own it? Because Rav and Shmuel argue about a situation of lo afkere, in other words, where you own it, is it shor or boar? But if afkere, everyone agrees
boar.
That it's boar. Is that a good raya against Rashi?
No, because you own. They're talking about a case where you own something and then you remove it.
Excellent, that one can very well distinguish between the case of the Tosfos' Diuk. You owned something, and you were mafkirit, you know, right? In other words, then we say you're chayav mitzad bor, as opposed to something that you never owned, and you still don't own it. In other words, how are you distinguished? That if you owned it and you were mafkirit, why over there would you be chayav mitzad bor?
You could still be miyachis the item to you. It was yours, and you turned your object into a mazik.
So we have David and Eli. You know, it's two different explanations. One explanation is that you can't get rid of a maisa nezik by being mafkir your object. In other words, you simply can't put your object in the Rishus HaRabim and be mafkir it and say, I'm not responsible for anything that occurs. You just can't do that. In other words, that's not going to remove your responsibility. Or, according to Eli, you're putting it in the Rishus HaRabim. Naniach the Hefker works, but you created a bor. In other words, you were Kore a bor. Every bor is Hefker. Right? In other words, and so you created the bor by putting it in Rishus HaRabim. So Ech Shelo Yiyeh, this is not the equivalent case to taking a dril of Hefker, tying it to the leg of an animal, and having the animal kick it into Rishus HaRabim. In other words, in the case of the animal, you never owned it, and you still don't own it. In this case, you once owned it, and the question is, can your Hefker take away your responsibility? Or can we say that since you once owned it, you're now considered to be the Korah? Ech Shelo Yiyeh, the question is, what's really the halacha? We have a machlokas over here between Rashi and Tosfos. If you manage to move something Hefker into Rishus HaRabim, are you responsible for it or not? You know, again, it was never yours. In our case, it was never yours. Rashi says you're not going to be responsible unless it's yours, unless you make a kinyan on it. Otherwise, you know, where it never connected to you. According to Tosfos, no. The moment you put it into Rishus HaRabim, you brought about a way that it would enter into Rishus HaRabim, even if it was never yours, you're going to be chayev. No, so what do we have in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Amad Aleph? What does the Mishnah point out in Daf Lamed Amad Aleph? Ahofech es agalal birishus harabim vahuzak behen acher chayav benisko. What does this appear like? Just reading the Mishnah. It was that there was an item of hefker, gal, in the rishus harabim. And you moved it, mas hafach. In other words, it doesn't say anything over here about kinyan, simply hafach. And someone now was hurt by it. Are you responsible or not? Yeah. In other words, so just reading the Mishnah, again, we this is something we should never do. Just read a Mishnah. We don't paskin from a Mishnah. But just reading the Mishnah, it appears that we have a raya for Tosfos. But Tosfos doesn't bring this as his raya. Right? Tosfos brings his raya from the world of Hibito, because Tosfos knew the Gemara. He knew that on Daf Kaf Tesem of the days, the Gemara takes this case and it limits it. That we have Rav Elazar and Rav Ashi on Daf Kaftes Amud Aleph. And I'm going to switch the order around a little bit just for the purposes of pedagogy. In other words, the Gemara on Daf Kaftes Amud Beis distinguishes between a person who lifts it three tvachim and a person who doesn't lift it three tvachim. That he's only going to be chayav if he lifted it three tvachim, not if he didn't lift it three tvachim. Why would there be such a distinction? Why would there be such a distinction? Think in the world of Tosfos. In the world of Tosfos, we pointed out, right, that there's no need for you to make a kinyan. All you have to do is a maisa kriya, right? You have to create a mazik. So why would you distinguish between lifting something three tvachim and not? Nachon, that one could say that in B'chava Torah Kula, within three tvachim, we have a din of lavud. It's as though it's still connected. So you could say, moving it, lifting it less than three tvachim, is halachically not considered to be lifting it. You didn't do a maisa. If you didn't do a maisa, so, in other words, lois talik maisa rishon, this is still there from when the animal defecated. In other words, nothing has changed. This was hefker, this remains hefker, you haven't done any maisa, you're potter. But if you lifted three tvachim, then you created a boar. Then when you put it down, now you're creating a boar, even though it's not yours, and you're chayiv. That's the way Tosfos would learn. How would Rashi learn it?
When
you lift three tvachim, then and it's a hagba, and less than three tvachim. Okay, so then we have to establish a new shita. How much do you have to lift something in order to be kohenated? So then, according to Rashi over here, kinyan would be lifting it three tefachim. There are Rishonim who hold that way. I'm not saying Rashi necessarily holds that way. It's a machlokas. How much, you know, it's when, you know, when you know, you're a rabbi at a wedding and you want the chassan to make a kinyan sudar, so you tell him, you know, please lift my handkerchief. So the chassan does it. So you say, lift my handkerchief, right? In other words, you want him to lift the three tefachim. That's the, according to Rashi, that would be the three tefachim over here. That when he lifts three tefachim, he's konek, and then when he puts it down, it's his. But lifting less than three tefachim, according to the Shita, would not be a kinyan. Namely, that statement of Rav Ashi, of distinguishing between shlosha tefachim and not, could be, each of them could learn l'shitaso. Rashi would learn that this is relevant to the world of kinyanim, and Tosos could say, no, it's not relevant to the world of kinyanim, it's relevant to the world of kriyas bor. However, in the Gemara over there, on the Kaftas Amud Beis, there's another condition, that the whole distinction between three tefachim and less than three tefachim is only if you had no kavana to be kona it. But if you had kavana to be kona it, then even less than three tefachim, you're chayim. And that's the way the Mishnah is read. Im hafach es hagogol, hafach implies less than three tefachim, you're chayav, if you had kavana to be kona it. Now let's try and understand this according to Rashi and Tosfos. Okay? Taking it step by step. According to Tosfos, can you understand that it was basically, according to Tosfos, we have over here, or we have, even without Tosfos, we have in the Gemara, Kaftes and Days, that we have a chiyuv under one of two circumstances. A, you have a case of lo niskaven liknos, aval igbia gimel tfachim, and B, niskaven liknos, afilu lo igbia gimel tfachim. Let's learn this. This is the bottom line of the Gemara Daf Kaf Tesimah Beis. When you put together Rav Elazar and Rav Ashi, you come up, this is the conclusion. All Rishonim have to work within this conclusion. This conclusion of the Gemara. How would Tosfos learn this Gemara? L'chora.
It doesn't matter
if you go. Either way.
You have two tracks. There are two ways of your being chayev on a boar. Either you lo niskaven liknos, you don't own it, but you did a maisa kriya, you picked it up three tefachim, parallel to our Tosfos, right? In other words, you did a maisa, even without owning it. In achinami, it remains hefker, right, according to Tosfos. In other words, it remains hefker, according to Tosfos, or a second way of being chayav, if you're koneted. And there's no need for lifting something three tefachim in order to be koneid. Who says hagba is three tefachim? You lift it a little bit. Three tefachim is a din in sukkah. It's a din in mechitzos. It's a din in Shabbos. What does three tefachim have to do necessarily with a kinyan hagba? Not necessarily, right? In other words, you don't have to tell the chassan anything. If you lift it a little bit, that's all you need. Maybe a shir tefach, in other words. But you don't need necessarily three tefachim in order to make a kinyan hagba. So according to Tosfos, this is beautiful. Now let's work according to Rashi. According to Rashi, B, niskaven liknos afilu lo higbiya gimel tefachim. Yes?
Can you just say that the gimel tefachim is your das of saying that I'm kone, and you don't actually have to
start. Let's start over here. Start with B.
You don't have to lift it up, and really, even if you just lift it up a little, and you have kavana to be kona, that's
could be a kinyan, right? In other words, it's not like we said earlier that according to Rashi, you have to lift the three tefachim to be a kinyan. Rashi and Tosfos both agree. You make a kinyan even by lifting a little bit, and this is fine. This is a kinyan. But according to Rashi, why in the world would you be chayav than A? Lo niskaven liknos higbiya gimel tefachim. Can a person be kona without das?
Yes. No. Apparently, no.
our The Chorah, our working assumption would be that clearly you require das for a kinyan. The only question is, do you need a maisa kinyan? In other words, a das would not be enough necessarily, but that you could be kona. You specifically, I don't want to be kona. You're kona ba'al korchacha?
So we know you can a child can be kona, but that's where you supply das yourself, right?
When the child has a level of das, of knowing bein egozim, lezahav, in other words, when he has a certain sense of business, so then we can say that even though midaraisa, he doesn't have das, he'll be kona midrabanan. Okay, we'll give you in other words, but over here we're dealing. Yes.
Could you say it's like a lower level kinyan for nezek?
So, in other words, you're all correct. In other words, but this lechora is a tremendous chiddush to say that we can have a kinyan even without das. You can have a kinyan even without das. A mice can kinyan work without das. I searched. And I found that there is such an Or Zarua, so that's what I photostatted for you on the page. The Or Zarua is over two simanim in Baba Metziah. Let's just start with this conclusion, so we know where we're heading to. Halamadata, the Hagba'a Lemaila Mishlosha, this is the Siman Cafe, Kanya Behefker, Afilu Bulo Miskaven, Lamata Migimel, Imiskaven Lemikne Kanya, Ilo Lo Kanya. So you're all 100% correct that as where do you require das? But when picking up when you want to change ownership, from party A to party B, then you require das makne and das kone. Without das makne, it's called gezel. Without das kone, we can't force someone to be kona something that belongs to someone else against his will. Right? In other words, when you're dealing with hefker, here the Or Zarua is telling us that there are two tracks of being kona hefker. One track of being kona hefker is via kavana, with a minimal act. And then we have an act of hagbah, of gimel tfachim. Even without kavana, you can be kona from hefker. Why in the world? What? This is Baba Metziah. This is not an our Gemara. What pushed the Or Zarua to say such a thing? So there is a Mishnah in Baba Metziah on Daf Tesamad Beis, a Mishnah that deals with Hamagbia Metziah lechavero, kana chavero or lo kana chavero. Right? In other words, that we have an issue. Can you pick up something, Magbiya Metzila Chavero? So over there, if you learn together with me, Haya Rochi Valgavi Behema, Ra Es HaMetzia, Amar LaChavero, Tanali, Nitala V'Amar Anizachitiba, the Chaver decided to double cross his friend and to keep that which he picked up. Then, Kanaba, V'im Mishanosna Amar Anizachitiba Tchila, Lo Amar V'lo Klum. It has to be that he didn't hand it over yet. Pirish Rashi, Afilu Amar Hamagbia Metzila Chavero Lo Kana Chavero. Even if generally, in other words, when I pick up something for my chaver that's not considered to be a kinyan of my chaver, Hai, when it was already given, Kevin de Yavaniole, Kanye Mamanavshach, I Kanye Kama Belo Miskaven Hoyavaniole. In other words, that if the first person was not aware that it doesn't belong to the second person, but the bottom line is he gave it to him. V'ilo kanya kama mishum delaya miskaven havilei hefker ademotis liyade dahai v'kanya b'mai de'okra miyade dekama l'shem kniya ad kan l'shano. Rashi says, ech shelo yiyeh, if the first person was unaware of the halacha, once he gave it to the second party, it belongs to the second party. Either because, in other words, when he picked it up for the other party, or because he gave it to the other party, or remained hefker. Ech shelo yiyeh, it belongs to the second party. Hare, says the Or Zarua, mesafkele hagba'a belo miskaven behefker. What was Rashi's issue? When you pick up something without any kavanah for a kinyan in hefker, ikanya, ilo kanya. V'nira be'enai, hane mile, where would Rashi have a safek, b'magbiya metziah l'tzorech chavero? In other words, where you had a kavana, if you had a kavana for someone else, then misafkele kevan shenasna liyad chaveru tu lomehem and lomar sheikbi letzorach atzmo. Umesafkelan kol hagbal ki ayavna shagbal letzorach chaveru v'lo niskaven liknos ikani iu amigbiya b'hai hagbal lo. In other words, that when I have kavana that someone else should be kona, there I have a suffix, since that other person cannot be kona, I'm a kona myself. Avoheicha shigbi astam. But if I pick up hefker without any kavana, blonis kaven liknos, v'gam blonis kaven lotzara chavero, then kani ukagon shigbi a gimel tvachim. What's his source? Our sugya. Namely, that if you learn our Gemara like Rashi, this is what's going to come out. That if you're niskaven lifnos afilo higbiya gimel tvachim, so here we have a kinyan. And if lo niskaven lifnos but higbiya pachos, not like Tosus that remains hefker, this is gamken kinyan. This is also a kinyan. That lo niskaven lifnos in the world of hefker is irrelevant if you pick it up gimel tvachim. That according to Rashi, we have two ways of being kona hefker. You can be kona hefker with kavana and a minor hagba'a. You can be kona hefker with a major hagba'a, even without kavana. And so Rashi over here is l'shitaso of what the Orzerua says is Rashi Baba Metzia, of Magdiya Metzia L'chaveiro. That the Rashi over there has the same assumption, that even in lo niskaven, one can be kona. Okay? So within Rav Huna, we have over here a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, and each of them would learn the sugya over there in Baba Kama on Daf Kaftasim Beis Lishitato. Okay, now we come to the Rambam. Before reading the Rambam, and just to put it in the right context, leaving aside the raiva that we're going to see, but the Gruf, which is quoted over here, there's a Gruf, Likutei HaRambam, simply begins, HaRambam Eino Muvan Klal. That the Rambam simply says, the Gruf says, makes, so if we don't understand, we're no worse than the Gruf. Okay? In other words, we can have high hopes, but we're no worse than the Gruf. HaRambam Eino Muvan Klal. He just goes ahead and quotes the Rush. The entire Rush summarizes the sugya, pretty much like we learned the sugya, you know, all the various options. But, you know, where it's, the problem is try and fit it into the Rambam. Okay, so let's go through the Rambam and see what are the issues. Let's start off with the beginning of El Chayu. V'chein sus shetzonaf v'chamor shenoar v'shover es hakelim mishalim chatzinezer. What over here? You have it? Okay. And then the Rambam continues, Tanagom u'adim v'halach kadarkan u'l'shaber. What over here is the first issue that you would have to ask yourselves about this Rambam, even before we get to the details?
I mean, I kind of wonder why these are the same halacha as opposed to the...
Right, why in the world, the previous halacha was the halacha of the Tarnagol, right, sticking his head into the glass, and crowing. So why in the world did the Rambam begin Halacha Yud with the world that kol is considered to be tsroros, and then bring in the whole din of tzlil? Like, what does one have to do with the other? Where is there any connection? Why would the Rambam put these two in the same halacha?
A stand on the halachos you said earlier between the Rashi and the Ravid, whether we view this as tsroros or shunah.
So clearly, you're 100% correct that L'chora, the Rambam over here, is dealing with Tzroros. But why specifically bring in the case of Kol being Tzroros? Is there a uniqueness? I mean, so of course, of the Rambam, the whole parak is talking about Tzroros.
In Halachic Test, he was also talking about Tzroros.
And in Halacha Yud Aleph, and Halacha Yud Beis. In other words, the Rambam is talking about Tzroros in the entire parak. And he deals with Tzroros of the wind, of the Knafayim, and he deals with Tzroros of the kicking. Why link this in specifically with the world of Kol? Okay? Can you add that within the Rambam, these two are some way connected? Because it's not as though this line, Sus Shetanef, is part of the Mishnah, that you want to say the Rambam is simply quoting the Mishnah. This is a Braisa that the Rambam, that the Gemara brought on Daf Yud Chesem at Beis. Here we're dealing with the Gemara on Daf Yud Tesem at Beis. Between the two, we had a lot of sugyas of Tzroros that are all brought in the Rambam in different halachos. Okay, that's A. Let's move over to the details. Hatarnagolim mu'adim lahalach kadarkan ulashaber. That's a quote from the Mishnah. Hayachut oritzua kashur baragleihem. That's the Rambam's understanding of the dzliel, right? Not that we're dealing with a pail, but we're dealing with a chut or a ritzua.
This is what the email's about.
I assume so. It said
10:05. Oh, you got an email that's going to be assigned to 10:05?
Yeah, but not from the city, just from
the.
Okay, if you got an email attached for 10:05, I looked at my email. Okay, I just said.
I thought that was a local thing. Like
no, I mean it is 10:05, so it makes sense if you got an email at 10:05, so we can assume that this is set. You know, it's. You want to wait a minute for you to look up the email? Okay, what over here in the Rambam Lechora is unnecessary? Let's Birshutchem, go back to the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. There we had a question of Rava. Boy, Rava, sixth line from the bottom. Drasa al kli velo shivarto v'nisgalgel l'makom acher v'nishbar. Mahu basar meikara azlina v'gufehu. Odilma basar tavar mana azlina utsraros ninhu. In other words, that when you have something that you don't break, but you cause it to be misgalgel somewhere else and it breaks, right? So then, if we hold basar meikara azlinan, what should you be chayav?
Nezik
shalei. Right? Because you began the process with your goof. If we hold basar tavar mana azlinan, then it's tsroros. Right? So the Rambam paskins basar tavar mana? Is that what he's telling us over here?
Wouldn't that only be in a case of
kli? Hayachut o ritzua kasha baragleim v'nistabech kli ba'oso chut v'nisgalgel v'nishbar mishalem chatzinezek.
similar word, sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, also, he could be saying, right, he could learn it, if he learns it as a teiku, then he would still come back asking us because he'd be making all his.
But this is not a teiku.
But what's the equivalent in the Rambam of the Darsa al Gabi al Kli? Where is the maisa that of regular that would be mechayev that is a
shalom? Yistabech Kli ba'oso achut.
That's just the Kli got attached onto the chut, but the end wouldn't do any maisa of.
Nistabech HaKli ba'oso achut.
Doesn't that just mean the Kli got attached somehow to the rope? And then while it was walking, the Kli was misguided. But what's the, in other words, what's the Basar Meikar? What did he do initially that you'd be
Mechayev? Oh, it's the Tarnagol is walking. Tarnagolim u'adim lahalech kedarka. The Tarnagol is walking. It has a chut attached to its leg. Right? That chut that's attached to its leg is what, in other words, if that chut causes damage, what that's regel, right? That's gufe. That's the hemshech of the Tarnagol. That's the hemshech of the tarnagol, unless you want to say that is meshuna. But echshaloya is part of the tarnagol. That hits something. It doesn't cause it to break, but it causes it to roll, and then it breaks. So, lechora, in other words, if we say basar meikara azlinan, so then this is goof of the tarnagol, and should be chayev, as you pointed out, nezik shalet. If you say basar tavar mana, so we don't view it as the goof of the tarnagol, we view it as tsroros, and we say the chatzi nezik. Is that what the Rambam is saying over here? That's very strange, though, because the Rambam paskin basar meikara aslinan, not basar tavar mana. In other words, if you recall, Rava had a suffix, basar meikara, basar mana. Rava, in other words, the Gemara said, you know, you could be poshet one from the other. And again, we saw homachlokas, what is, you know, how you're poshet, but the Rambam held like Rashi that we're poshet the basar meikara aslina. Okay, so we have it, so let's just listing the issues. We have A, the Rambam begins with the churros of coal. B, the Rambam gives us this case of nistabech v'nisgalgel. That's not in the Gemara. Nistabech v'nisgalgel, right? Mishalem chatzi nezek. The Gemara speaks about adyeh aduyeh, where something else is broken, but not over here, where that which is nistabech in the kli is misgalgel. V'med v'mamurim shekashro adam. That what? Medrum that what? That you're chayev of tsroros. If kashro adam. No? Is it, in other words, is this the what we spoke about the Tosas in Nafnun Dvavim Adbeis? That if kashro adam, that, in other words, you created a mazik? Is that what the Rambam is saying over here? The medrum shekashro adam. Aval emikcha araglehem me atzmam. Baal HaTarnagol Patur. Why is Baal HaTarnagol Patur? I mean, this statement of Nikshe Me'ela Baal HaTarnagol Patur is because Ishbor Velo Shor Bor, but this is not a boar. We're not talking over here about boar. In boar we have Xeris HaKosav, Ishbor Velo Shor Bor. Here we're talking about Sroros. Lachor talking about Sroros. So why over here im nikshar me'elav balatarnagol patur v'im haya lachut bailim v'lo haya chut hefker bal hachut chayev chatzi nezek sharehu kibor hamizgalgil. You're chayev chatzi nezek on board?
Apparently someone else is chayev chatzi nezek.
Maybe. And harehu kibor hamizgalgil. I know that we're not all bekiyim in the Rambam, but you can sort of in understand from my question. Does the Rambam speak about Borim Misgalgel anywhere in Hilchos Nisuke Mamon?
No.
Only here. This is the only place that we have this phrase, Harezek Kiborim. In other words, what does it mean, Harezek Kiborim Misgalgel? We never spoke about Borim Misgalgel. How are we supposed to know what's the din in Borim Misgalgel? The Rambam never mentioned, so why is the Rambam bringing this in? And finally, is Bor Chayev on Kalim?
No.
And we're talking over here about that which is nishbar nistaber kli baroso achut. Okay, so these are basically the eight questions that exist on the Rambam. Right? In other words, the next halacha is relatively simple. It's niya balachuta sachut harnagolim dorsu alav otziyu v'nikshar beraglein v'shavu esakelim af balachut pateru anasu. That's what we have anus. Up to there we had l'chora, we were not dealing with the p'tur of anus. So here, the Ravid basically says, davar ze eini yodea mahu. I have no idea what's going on. The hakashro adam de ko'amar v'adai balatarnagol hu. It's not a bor. Eletzroos the tarnagol bekochahu. And to say the balachut is patare onusu mashmahu hadin lebalatarnagol lematuk mele b'shvara baser denaya chumishum ishbor velo shorbor. In other words, a lot of things are missing or different in the Rambam. So the question is whether you in your learning had come up with any overview of this Rambam that would help us to understand what is going on. Let's start at the end. When we say that since when is Bor Chayev on Kalim? And over here, Rambam is telling us that this Bor is Chayev on Kalim. Could we answer a question with a question? What type of Bor would be Potter on Kalim?
A pure Bor. But if it's really a Hashoka Bor, then he could say that we don't take the clue.
In other words, that there may be a difference between a classic boar, that which B'nai Yehuda called the pure boar. The classic boar, how does a classic boar cause damage? The boar is simply there, and something falls into it. So when you say that something falls into a boar, if it's a shor, right, that was unaware that the boar was there, then we have a chiyuv, and on kelim we have a gzeres hakasuv, that we have a p'tur. But over here, we're dealing with a bor hamahalech. We're dealing with a bor that is in action. We're dealing with a bor that is moving. And perhaps with a bor that is moving, there we don't have a p'tur of kelim. A. B, what else perhaps? When we say ish bor velo shor bor, to what does that apply? To a bor which is... Again, we have two types of boars, a stationary boar or a moving boar.
So we could say that the Merkzer is also only the...
Right, in other words, that perhaps all of these peturim that we find in boar, and that's what the Rambam says, harezek boar misgalgil, in other words, that perhaps all of the peturim we find in boar are the classic boar, which is a shevi al tase. There we have a principle that you're potter on kelim. There we have a principle that ish boar velo shor boar. However, when we're dealing over here with this bor hamit galgel, in other words, that this chut which is attached to the leg of the animal, we're going to view as a harezek bor hamit galgel. Here you're going to have a chiyuv on kelim, and here you are going to have a you're not going to have a p'tur of ish bor velo shor bor. Where do we find the bor being chayev chatzi nezek? This B'nai Yehuda pointed out. Yitachain, that the Rambam is referring to. The Kaner we have over here, a shutfus within the chiyuv. Who else is in the picture? The owner of the chicken, right? So let's try and see whether this will, in other words, this will help us to understand the Rambam. I have, and again, in terms of the Reisha, why he's beginning with the Sus Shetzanaf, we have not even scratched the surface. I have no idea. But then from moving over from there, Har Tarnagolin Mu'adim Lahalach Kedarkan Ula Shaber, Hayachut Oritzu Akashe Baragulehem, Nistabech Kli Ba'oso Hachut, V'nit Galgel V'nishbar, Mishalem Chatzi Nezek, Medra Amurim Kishikasho Adam Avlamiksha Ragleim Me Elav Balatarnagolim Patur Mayalachut Bailim Valohayachut Hefker Balachut Chayav Chatzi Nezek Arehu Kabor Hamisgalgil. Everything we said would only help us in the very, very last line of the Rambam. But anything before that, L'chora, we were dealing with the world of Tzoros. In words that the Rambam is assuming we're dealing with the world of Tzoros, when the chut has a bailim, then the chut, and then the baal hachut has over here a case of a bor hamiskalgel. This bor hamiskalgel will be chayev on kelim. This bor hamiskalgel can be created even using the tarnagol. And this bor hamiskalgel would be chayev nezek shalem, but since we have tsueros on the part of the bal hatarnagol and we have the bor hamiskalgel on the bal hachut, so each of them would pay chatzi nezek. So that we, you know, the last line of that Rambam, we can understand, perhaps. But the section before that, why should the Bala Tarnagol be Pater if Nikshar Me'elav? It's his Tarnagol. Why is the Adam HaKosher Chayev Ansuros? It's not his Tarnagol. I want to say maybe Eish, maybe Tzroros of Tosus and Dafnun Vav. Why should you require the Nizgalgil in order to get to the Chatzi Nezek? That's Din of Basar Tavar Mana. I don't know. Okay. Yes?
Just a question. When Mom says about Ibn Kasha, about Lehem Olav, is that that's a third party thing?
Im again?
The Ibn Kasha, about Lehem Olav. The Bob Tarnagolis is Pater. So is that a third person is tying it on?
Nikshar me'aleya means there's no party. Nikshar me'aleya means by itself. Nikshar me'elav. Avalim nikshar me'aleya me'elav. Simply that the Tarnagol got stuck in the schut and it tied itself to the leg of the Tarnagol. To say that the Val HaTarnagol is Pater because of Onis, then it should be an Ochi Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud Aleph is still talking about the Ptur of Ones, not Halacha Yud L'chor. I don't know. Okay, in any case, you know, if you have any ideas of how to learn this Rambam, please let me know. Our Bednarsh was smarter sticking to the first parak. We didn't have to deal with this Rambam. You're not going to get to it, yes?
Sorry, he read from Vexing Lecha Mishnah, where he says...
I interpreted this in my Sefer.
Right, which was never published.
Which we don't have, right? Right, and this is still the Nezikin of this size, means it was the first volume published, which is wonderful in terms of the year sows, but there's no Mafteach to speak of, so I have no idea.
So the Miguel was it has an explanation, but I read it three times. I know what he was talking about. The first half, I just don't know. Like the second half, I understand.
When I was still in YU, someone claimed that the Migdal always had an enemy who was very jealous of what he did, so he put a lot of Toyos Defus in the Migdal Oz so that it should not be able to be understood at all. And that's the only way of dealing with the Migdal Oz, is assuming that that it was on purpose messed up.
Like the first half, I had no idea. Like one sentence, it seemed like that story kind of makes sense.
Okay, so I don't remember. I think it was There was a Rav Maimon who once wrote a book about, you know, where it's all these strange things that happen still in Europe. And so this was one of the stories of the Migdalos. But I have no idea if that's if it's true or not. But generally, we don't find... We don't, he thinks differently. Has a different...
I had no idea what he was talking about.
Okay. So I hate to end Regal on such a foot. But if you could test these out. In other words, we're moving over to Shem. Rabbi Ben Ashkim said, are you still in Straros? You still in Straros? We're going to get to Shem. Okay, so I'd like to learn with you. Now again, we've already discussed Shem from a lot of perspectives. We discussed Shem in terms of the toldos of Shem. We discussed Shem in terms of Yesh Hanah Lehezeko, what type of Hanah. I don't feel like repeating that which we already said, and particularly, we'll just... The diukim I'll mention as we go through, but that will just take like about 10 minutes. There are issues over here that we have to deal with. So simply, the first issue is the world of Chaya, Shein Chaya, where we distinguish between Rishus Hanizak and Rishus Harabim. And I bring you a number of places where we find these distinctions, and the question is, do these distinctions really make sense in the world of Shein Chaya? We'll discuss that. Secondly, moving over to a world in which we have Achilo Ayedei Hadchak. Achilo Ayedei Hadchak, l'chora, is something that should have a lot of nafkaminos. And we have a sugya in Shabbos, we have Machokas Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And our sugya seems to just ignore that sugya. So there are different approaches as to why our sugya ignores that sugya, particularly the Rashba Alatar, and Tosus over there in Shabbos. And then the question is, what is this, you know, what's the relevance of this other inyan? What about Achilei De'etchak on Yom Kippur? What about Achilei De'etchak in terms of Chametz on Pesach? V'chulei v'chulei. Then we move over to a world in which you have collateral damage, where an animal is eating something and in the course of eating breaks something else. How do we view that collateral damage? So here we have Rashi in our sugya. And then I send you back to Rashi that we saw on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph that weren't medayik in. The Rashba over here, it deals with Rashi. And Rabbeinu Chananel has just a few words, as he always does, but yitachen, that from his few words we can understand his shita. And then the final issue over here on Daf Kaf Amud Aleph that will take us... up to about the middle of the thin lines, is that we have Ilfa and we have Rav Oshia, and the question is, what is the connection between Ilfa's halacha and Rav Oshia's halacha? Tosus deals with this, the Rish deals with this, the Baal Hamor deals with this, Chachmei Sfara deal with it, the Ramban and the Milchamos and the Rashba, and everyone pretty much deals with it, and the Ravid and Rabbeinu Chananel. So if we, you know, that would bring us up to the middle of the thin lines. Okay, so we'll see if we can move in that direction on Sunday. Yes, I should.